What would happen if you stopped shopping for an entire year? At 29, Kate Flanders found herself at a peculiar crossroads. Despite having paid off $30,000 in debt, lost weight, and quit drinking, she was still spending every extra penny she earned. During a casual hike with friends, she voiced a thought that would transform her life. What if I didn't shop for a while? Maybe 6 months or even a year? This seemingly simple question launched her into a year-long experiment that became not just a financial challenge, but a profound journey of self-discovery. What began as a personal experiment quickly resonated with thousands of readers who recognized their own consumption struggles in Kate's story. Her rules were straightforward. No clothes, shoes, accessories, books, electronics, or household items for 1 year. Only groceries, toiletries when needed, and replacements for broken necessities were allowed. What she couldn't have anticipated was how this financial experiment would intersect with unexpected life events that would test her resolve in ways she never imagined. Despite priding herself on being meticulously organized, Kate realized she simply had too much stuff. The breaking point came during a July heat wave when she couldn't find her can opener. Hot and frustrated, she emptied every storage space onto the floor. Debt and clutter share a common trait. Once they start piling up, they become increasingly difficult to navigate. She began with her wardrobe, discarding 55% of her clothes that didn't fit the real her. The hardest items were sentimental ones she'd imagined sharing with future children. In total, Kate decluttered over 40% of her possessions. As the shopping ban progressed, Kate recognized unsettling parallels between her previous alcohol addiction and shopping habits. Both served as emotional crutches to avoid uncomfortable feelings. "I was undeniably a compulsive shopper," Kate admitted. "I'd binge consume everything." She used the same lies for shopping as for drinking, especially claiming she could afford purchases when she couldn't. Her worst financial damage came during emotional crises, particularly breakups. After one earlier split, she'd spent $20,000 on credit, furnishing a new apartment, and buying a car. When another relationship ended during her shopping ban, Kate constantly fought the urge to shop away her pain. "This time, I couldn't numb myself. Instead, I felt every excruciating feeling." She endured the loneliness, a significant personal growth moment. Not everyone supported Kate's shopping ban. When she shared before and after photos of her decluttered apartment online, she faced criticism from internet trolls and real-life friends alike. Trolls accused her of staging photos or called her home soulless, while many fixated on her small wardrobe, suggesting it caused her breakup. These reactions mirrored what she'd experienced with other lifestyle changes. When she became vegetarian, people acted inconvenienced. When she quit drinking, friends lamented she was more fun before. With the shopping ban, friends either tried to convince her to abandon it or stopped inviting her out altogether. Kate understood they felt she'd left their shared world by breaking the rituals that connected them. Shopping, she realized, was perhaps even more deeply embedded in social bonds than drinking. Friends shop together, recommend products, and bond over purchases. Opting out can feel like rejecting the relationship itself. While some friendships faded, others strengthened, like with her best friend Emma, who became her accountability partner, laughing without judgment when Kate texted about shopping urges. 8 months into her shopping ban, Kate's world collapsed when she discovered her parents were divorcing. Finding their asset division paperwork triggered a panic attack. The family home that had provided security since 1994 was now at risk. "I struggled to process this news," Kate wrote, "worried about my siblings and our elderly dogs, and found myself retreating to bed earlier each day, seeking refuge from reality." Despite trying to focus on work, grief overwhelmed her. This crisis forced Kate to confront not just her family's dissolution, but her attachment to an imagined future. Looking at her unread books, she realized they represented an idealized version of herself. She began asking, "Who are you buying this for? The person you are or the person you want to be?" This revealed countless items purchased for a smarter, more professional, more creative Kate, not her authentic self. Though she avoided shopping during this period, she considered drinking, ultimately turning to comfort food and Netflix instead. Unlike before, she recognized these as coping mechanisms, showing significant growth in self-awareness even during her darkest moments. As the shopping ban neared completion, Kate made another bold move, leaving her stable job for self-employment. Despite fears about financial security, her improved habits had helped her save her target amount in just 3 months instead of five. By July 6, 2015, the end of her year-long experiment, Kate had lived on 51% of her income, $28,000, saved 31%, $17,000, and spent 18% on travel, $10,000. Rather than stopping, she extended the ban for another year, now tracking everything she consumed. The insight surprised her. She used just 5 deodorants, 4 toothpastes, and 2 bottles each of shampoo and conditioner annually. She decluttered 75 to 80% of her belongings without regret, even selling a brand-name purse she'd kept because it seemed like something professional Kate should own. Though the formal ban eventually ended, mindful consumption became her way of life. 5 years sober, she found contentment embracing the unpredictability of self-employment and whatever came next. Want to try your own shopping ban? Start by identifying your why, the core reason for this challenge. Maintain a list of your values, not aspirations, to guide decisions. Begin by thoroughly decluttering your home. Don't just organize, analyze what serves a purpose and release the rest. Though counterintuitive to remove things when you can't buy more, decluttering reveals past waste, motivating better decisions. Next, inventory what you have, especially bathroom products. Create 3 lists: the essentials list, items you can buy when depleted, the non-essentials list, banned items, and the approved shopping list, specific exceptions. Remove temptations by unsubscribing from retail communications and social media accounts. Set up a dedicated shopping ban savings account and share your challenge with others for accountability. When shopping urges strike, practice mindfulness by analyzing your environment, emotions, location, and justifications. For longer bans, try living without desired items for at least 30 days before deciding to replace them. The year of less reveals that consumption affects our identities, emotional coping, and social connections. By questioning these relationships, we align more authentically with our values, perhaps redirecting money to experiences, personal growth, or quality time with loved ones. As Kate discovered, the question becomes, what do I really want from life, not just what do I want to buy? When we strip away excess, what remains is often enough. Contentment isn't found in shopping, but in defining enough on your own terms.